You are listening to the Mom Halo Podcast. This sweet ear candy will serve up laughs and aha moments as we talk to best-in-class thought leaders. These folks are dropping gems of genius. I'm Alana Kapitz, CEO and founder of the Mom Halo community. I'm a fun, fearless, freckled mom with three wild kiddos. I love to introduce you to ideas and people that will rock your world, all while laughing out loud, because that is the only way to get through the daily grind of parenthood. Plug in your earphones and let's get to them.
If you're overwhelmed, overstimulated, and feeling totally stuck in your home, let me introduce you to Well-Nested Living. Specialists in home organization, decluttering, design, and DIY, they turn chaos into order, optimizing your space so you can feel calmer and well-nested. Trust me when I say you need to get them in your home. Rarely do we assess our everyday environment, being the home, as a tool or a detractor to thrive as parents, and even less prevalent is the permission to call in help this way. Let's change that. They service homes across the GTA, Halton, and surrounding area, and offer virtual consulting and coaching for those less accessible. Visit them at wellnestedliving.ca or on Instagram at well.nested.living to learn more about those services and see the transformations for yourself. Use code MOMHALO to claim $50 off any in-home service booked. You deserve to feel well-nested.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Mom Halo Show. I'm your host, Alana Kapitz, and I'm so excited because we have a duo in-house today. We are super excited because our friends at Cybex will put this together, and for the first time, I'm meeting both Chloe and Alex.
Woo! Hi! Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, ladies. Okay, so please just tell us who you are and where you're from and what you do. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Yes. So. Okay.
I'm Chloe. I'm a mom of two. I'm a content creator behind the Sweat Movement. So I'm a certified personal trainer and group fitness instructor and pre and postnatal fitness specialist. And I help busy moms and women fall in love with movement and make it part of their day. That's very elevator pitch of what I do.
I love your elevator pitch.
Thank you. She's got a good elevator pitch.
I love that. I love it. Okay. And Alex Trimble, welcome.
Thank you. So yeah, my name is Alex Trimble. I am also a mom of two. That's how Chloe and I met on Instagram when we were pregnant at the same time. So yeah, mom to Elias and Luna, and just entrepreneur at heart. I always wanted to be an actor. So I started a business with Arbonne 14 years ago so that I could support my acting career instead of working a bar job. And I'm also a radio and television voice actor. So that's the niche of acting that I found myself in. And I think my biggest passion is just being able to show women that they can do it all. They can have an amazing career and they can have children, and you can really, you can combine the both and really defy the status quo.
I love that. And you guys have a podcast. Can you tell us about your amazing podcast?
So we are the host of the Cybex Hot Mom Walk podcast. So this is a podcast that Cybex has put on for moms, and there's a big contest that's actually associated with it.
Very big.
Very big. We're looking for moms who want to be content creators and influencers. You don't have to have a big following. There's a lot of prizes that can be won, like hosting your own Cybex Hot Mom Walk podcast episodes. Alex hosts the walk in Toronto and I host the walk in Richmond Hill. And it's really about bringing new moms together, building community, because we know that, you know, at 3 months postpartum, 80% of new moms feel lonelier than ever. So really our goal is to mitigate that and just build a community. And another one of the big contest wins is a trip for four for your family, a free trip. So the whole prize pack is valued at up to $35,000.
Yeah, there's a lot on the table.
Yeah.
I love that. So let's go back. What is Cybex?
Cybex is an absolutely phenomenal stroller company. Is that how it started out as strollers? They're expanding into other products like high chairs.
Car seats, I saw.
Car seats.
Their car seat is phenomenal. Yeah. Yeah, just really functional, beautiful strollers and everything to kind of make your life a little bit easier as a mama.
I love it.
What is a hot mom walk?
Ooh. A hot mom walk is...
A Cybex hot mom walk, sorry, I should say.
A Cybex,
hot mom walk.
Is an opportunity for all moms to just get together and create community. Mm-hmm. As Chloe said, 80% of women feel very isolated at 3 months postpartum. I know we both speak from experience that it was a hard time. And this is just an opportunity for moms to get together, get some physical exercise, and just talk about what's going on as a new mom. Mm-hmm. Because I think the isolation really comes from feeling like you're going through everything alone and your partner might not understand exactly what you're going through. Because like, as we've talked about, like your mind goes to crazy places after you've had children. Yeah. And being able to just speak with other moms about some of the thoughts that you're having, some of the stresses that you're feeling. It's an amazing opportunity.
And just get out of the house.
Yes, also
just
that.
Just get out of the house, right? So the walks are hosted in association with West Coast Kids. So there's actually 3 walks that are happening in Canada right now. So as I mentioned, Alex is doing
Toronto.
I'm doing the one in Richmond Hill, and our friend Taya is hosting the one in Burlington.
So West End.
And they're free. All you do is you just show up. And you just walk with a group of women. And the beautiful thing is people tend to like come back.
Yeah.
So then you really see the same people every single week. We stop at a park, we mix and mingle. And I feel like almost every time afterwards, we just go and get grab coffee afterwards.
Yeah.
So.
And it's what's also really nice about it as a new mom, sometimes leaving the house is, it's not sometimes, like it's so nerve wracking. Mm-hmm. And knowing that you're leaving the house and you're going to be surrounded by other women who, you know, have children and they've got your back, they can help you out. It's just, it's a really nice, it feels like a...
They get it. There's so many times that moms are like running late and you see them like running from the parking lot. It's like, take your time.
Yeah.
We get it. We understand.
You forgot your stroller bag. We got you.
Your kid had a blow up before you left. Understood. It's okay. We got you.
I love it. I love your dynamic, the two of you. You're amazing. Because we're looking for, let's say, inspiring creators, can you explain to me what makes a great mama mentor for Cybex?
Oh, I honestly feel a great mama mentor is someone who is really authentic and really shows all aspects of motherhood, in my humble opinion. Because again, to the point we were just talking about, there's so many sides to it. And as a mama mentor, you know, being able to show up and say like, yeah, I've been there. Yeah, this is hard. And you know, sharing your highs but also sharing your lows as a mother, I think is really important. What do you say?
Yeah, I think just being true to yourself, especially if you're like an aspiring content creator, it's so easy to look and see what other people are doing online and wanting to be like them and have that imposter syndrome. But just being true to however it is that you want to show up, whether you want to show up as a, like I am, like a mom fitness influencer or more of a lifestyle, or maybe it's, you know, I follow some great moms that just share like recipes if you're like a busy mom. Staying true to yourself.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't have to have a lot of followers. I have to keep saying that.
Yeah.
I feel like people feel like, oh, to be an influencer means you have to have thousands of followers. But I always like to say, aside from social media, you're already an influencer. You're influencing your friends and your family. You're just taking that influence and putting it on social media now.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit more about... Sorry, go ahead. Are you going to say something?
Remember, like, this is the Mama Mentor Search. Like, this is the Cybex Mama Mentor Search. We're... Just to Chloe's point about you don't need to have a lot of followers. Like, this is open to everybody.
Yeah.
So don't get it twisted. Don't feel like this is only open to people who are already influencers and Cybex is just looking for their next influencer. That's not what it is at all. This is, we're really looking to mentor someone into this role.
Yeah.
I love that so much. As content creators, I can speak to this also. How do you gain trust with your community?
You want me to go?
Yeah, you go.
Okay. For me, as I mentioned, like I post about workouts and motivation in the wellness space. And I feel like I gain trust by actually having the credentials to back that up, being a certified personal trainer and all the certifications that I have behind that. But also
I walk the walk and I talk the talk. Is that how it goes? Talk the talk and I walk the walk.
Yeah.
Something like that. Something like that. But the workouts that I'm sharing are the workouts that I'm doing. So I'm not trying to sell anybody some pipe dream of, hey, you know, this is how you're going to get abs in 2 weeks. No, because I can't get abs in 2 weeks, you know? So I think I make people trust me by being true to the content that I'm actually sharing. I'm not trying to fake it.
Yeah, absolutely.
What would you say?
I think brand loyalty is also really important. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to go from one brand to another just because they're offering you something or they're offering a paycheck attached to it. And I really feel that finding brands kind of in your wheelhouse and sticking with them is what's really important. Because if you see someone promoting a product in one category and 3 weeks later, they're posting about another product from the exact same category. It's like, okay, well, which one do you really love? Like, which are you posting just for the paycheck? And I know that it's so hard. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes, you know, an opportunity comes your way and you think, oh, I want that. I want that income.
The mortgage needs to get paid.
Yeah, the mortgage does need to get paid. And listen, I get it. Sometimes, like, you got to do what you got to do. But I, like, Cybex, for example, like, we have been Cybex loyal for how long now?
What? 2 years for me now. I've been...
I guess maybe about just over a year for me. Mm-hmm. And like full transparency, in the summer, another really well-known stroller company reached out to me and wanted to collaborate. And I saw the dollars. I knew what was there. And I was like, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity. I've been working with this other brand and I'd like to maintain that consistency. And I think that that's really important because you do see, mm-hmm. you know, all here, all there, all the time. Sorry, that sounded really messy.
You know what I'm trying to say, Elena. No, I totally know what you mean. Like, you don't, as an influencer, you don't want to be that. I personally think I don't want to be that influencer that looks like I'm just brand hopping for the money. And I think people are very aware of that now.
Absolutely.
Right?
I think back in the day, it was very different.
Yeah.
But now... as this world becomes so normalized, like even like 5 years ago, influencing was still pretty like, it was new, mm-hmm. it was new and scary. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now it's pretty normalized and you don't want to be brand hopping mm-hmm. because I do think that's how you lose trust. I also think in between sharing about brands, it's so important to share about other things that add value to your following. They're not there just to absorb, content creation with brands. They want to see what's going on in your life. They want to know what you're up to. They want to connect with you on a personal level. And I know for me, like I share really vulnerably on social media, all aspects of my life. I went through a really unexpected separation when I was 5 months postpartum with my second. And when I felt comfortable to share about it, I did. And I've created a ton of relationships through my social media, connecting with other women that are in similar situations. And I think when you can get vulnerable, and I'm not saying like, you got to go online and share all of your dark and dirty secrets.
Because I don't.
It's so funny. Chloe and I talk about this all the time. We are so different, but you still go online and you share and you share in a way again
that I'm comfortable,
that you're comfortable with. But like, if I have a zit in my nose, I'll tell you. in my nose, not on my nose. And it's funny because sometimes my friends will message me and be like, talk about that online. That's just who I am.
Take that story down, Alex.
I'm cringing at home on your behalf.
I love that so much. I'm glad you guys have each other for that moment. As we're coaching people to become potential mama mentors for Cybex, I have another question for you. What has been your biggest learning as moms?
Are you a busy woman trying to juggle it all? As women, we wear many hats. From caregivers to career women, we do it all. But amidst life's demands, it's crucial not to overlook our financial health and the protection of our loved ones. This is where Nicole Simons of CPN Financial Services can help you. She's a licensed insurance broker and investment advisor with a passion for helping women thrive financially. Whether you're looking to create a solid financial plan, invest wisely for your future, or ensure your loved ones are protected with the right life insurance coverage, Nicole has got you covered. Picture this, a stress-free financial conversation where you actually understand what's being discussed. This is the experience Nicole offers to her clients. Remember, when it comes to securing your family's future, you deserve expert guidance you can trust.
Schedule a complimentary consultation with Nicole via her website at www.cpnfinancial.com, or you can find her over on Instagram at advisorontheGo. Your future self will thank you.
Okay, just I would say there's so many learnings. Every day is a, you know, every day you're learning something new. But I would say the biggest learning for me is that whatever phase you're in doesn't last. And I say this all the time. You've heard me say it too, Alex. But like when you're a new mom, when your child and your baby's not sleeping or they're not, you know, breastfeeding or whatever challenges you may be going through, it feels like it's going to last for the rest of your life, but it's just a phase and it'll go away and then you'll get a new phase. So I just felt so much more comfortable when I had my second, knowing that whatever current stage I'm in is a phase and it's not going to last.
How old are your kids?
8 months and 4 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in it.
I'm in it.
Yourself, Alex? You're in it. Yeah.
Yeah, we have kids very similar in age, 4.5 and almost 2. And yeah, Chloe is right. But I think my, sorry, what was the question exactly?
What's your biggest advice? Like your biggest learning as a mom?
My biggest learning for me, and this may or may not resonate with everyone, is I had to get very comfortable with my new identity. Because I'm still me, but I am changed. The second Elias exited my body and I held him for the first time, I was a new woman. Like my heart had been cracked open. It was like beating outside of my chest and it completely redefined who I was as a person. I do think I'm very much the same person as I was before I had kids, but there was just this new layer to me. And it changed relationships and it changed friendships and priorities. And that took me a little bit by surprise, because it started, you know, I started to look at my world and my life and I thought, you know, like, look, I have this perfect, beautiful thing in front of me and I want to cherish every moment that I have with them. And so my priorities, with friendships and time and commitments and stuff, it just shifted because he became the center of my world. And, I'm like bubbling over my words, but yeah, just becoming comfortable with this new version of myself, this new upgraded version.
Yeah.
2.0. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beyonce says she met herself for the first time in motherhood, and that's how I feel. Yeah. So that might resonate with you.
How do you,
yourself. Yeah.
What was your,
for the first time.
What was
you interview me? I love that.
Oh, am I allowed to?
Yeah, of course. I also have three kids, age 3, 5, 7, and my eldest is also Elias. So I'm a big Elias fan. Oh,
how do you spell it?
E-L-I-A-S.
Okay.
Yeah, the best way. Sorry. No, I'm just kidding.
We're A-L-Y-A-S.
Okay, I can still keep you. We can still be friends. So yeah, I mean, look, I started my entire business model after the isolation and loneliness of motherhood. I had my first event with 75 people and grew to 2,000 people and grew to 25,000. And it just got in crazy because isolation and loneliness, motherhood is not a diagnosis, but the societal ability to support mothers is just like any other feminist issue where we just don't have support or what we need in society. So we have to sort of do it ourselves. And that's what I think community building is and why Cybex really is so, so special in creating these hot mom walks. Yeah. And also this mentorship opportunity is incredible. So speaking of, I'm just going to pivot to the next question. How do you listen to your followers? I'm curious to know, how do you actually listen? I want people who want to become potential Cybex mama mentors to understand, how do you actually listen to a follower? Because that matters.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. It's a tough one. I was just going to say, I think going back to a couple minutes ago when Chloe and I were talking about how different we are. And when I share something online that might make Chloe cringe, it makes me go, should I not be sharing that? But when I get messages from people who are like, I needed to hear that. Oh my God, thank you. I don't feel so alone. I'm also going through a separation postpartum. Sharing my kids is killing me. when I shared about, you know, I went on antidepressants when I was 9 months postpartum with Elias, because I was like, I have suffered with like anxiety and obsessive compulsive disorder my whole life. I'm so self-aware. After I had Elias, I did not see it. Like it was a different version of me. And I shared about that a lot. And I honestly don't know actually where I'd be if I hadn't have started them, but sharing that online helped a lot of other women maybe explore that option. I know it's not for everyone. So I literally listen to my followers. So there's a part of me that will go, ooh, if someone who's not super vulnerable is uncomfortable with what I've shared. But then if I get even one message from someone who's like, that post really helped me, this story changed my life, thanks for it. That's how I listen. I literally listen to that. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to listen to the voices outside of me because I'm surrounded by so many, like that's the beauty of this world is we're all so different. And it's true. Something that I share might make someone who's a little more private uncomfortable, but there's people out there that are as open as me or at least need vulnerability. And I've always said that I think vulnerability is my superpower. I feel I'm my most authentic when I'm actually wearing my heart on my sleeve. Like I don't think I'm capable of keeping things within me. And there's people out there that need that. And so I just zero in on that and I focus on that as almost like a form of service.
Yeah. I think
for you, Chloe. Yeah.
I think for me, it's truly engaging with your community, not using social media as just posting and saying, okay, look at me and look at all the great stuff I'm doing, and then you shut it down. But like truly engaging in the comments, truly, you know, responding to the DM so that you are building that community and that two-way conversation. I also like to do polls where I just ask questions, whether it's like, you know, what kind of workouts do you guys want to see? What type of equipment do you guys have at home? To actually see what people want. Because it's as much as your channel is about you, it's not about you. It's about the community.
Yeah,
it's funny, right? I think as something I've learned and that I've actually educated, I ran a course a few years ago called Instagram Slam for Instagram Stories. And it was when stories first hit and people didn't know how to use them. So I was teaching people how to use stories. And to me, my biggest piece of advice that I would give is like, use your stories, like the behind the scenes of your life, and then use your feed as where you sort of want to curate a little tiny bit. And I think that authenticity and social listening that you guys are talking about, that social dialogue, like give value, take, like that's exactly what make you guys incredible creators and amazing mama mentors for Cybex. Okay, so let's move on, guys. If somebody was applying for this incredible opportunity, can we give them some amazing content creation tips and tricks?
Okay, first things first. Make sure it's lit well and you sound good in your submission video so that we can hear and see you. That's just like
you don't need anything fancy.
Exactly.
Go stand in front of a window.
Yes.
The best lighting you will ever get for content creation is in front of a window.
Amen. No, it's so true.
Yeah, seriously.
It's so true. And yeah, you don't need a fancy microphone or anything like that. Just make sure that the kids aren't screaming in the background. But that's really it. Like, it doesn't have to be complicated. We just want to know a few questions about you. We want to know, you know, one thing that you wish someone told you about being a new mom. If there's any struggles that you faced as a new mom and how did you overcome them? And what's the number one thing that makes you feel best as a mom? That's all you have to submit in your video. Record, send,
submit.
Done.
We can't wait to watch all your submissions.
Win.
Oh, and listen, if you're gonna do this, you've got to tell everyone that you know and love, because this is all based on votes.
Yes.
So you can tell everyone that you know to vote. Get people enrolled in this opportunity and in helping you, you know, win the opportunity to host your own walk and to also go on a trip with your family.
Yeah.
We were just talking earlier. We're pretty sad we can't.
I know. I want to go on the trip too.
We can't enter.
But yeah, don't overthink it. Don't overthink it at all.
I love that so much. Talk to me about the power of authenticity versus the picture perfect social media perception. What do you guys think about Alex, this topic?
My friend Alex here is so good at it. No, you are. I'm just talking about it. But
yeah, I mean, we talked about this a couple of weeks. Was it just last week we were here? And the mess behind the curated life, you know, the mess behind who you are on your feed, let's say. I am home with two kids by myself half the time. My kitchen looks, it's an absolute shit show. And I'm not going to clean up my kitchen to impress anyone if I want to do a story. I do not want to look like I'm something that I'm not. Mm-hmm. So I think I know that not everyone is a hot mess express, but I can be at times. And there are times when my bed is made and I'm creating content and it looks beautiful. And then there are times when there's a pile of laundry in the background. And I think just the authenticity of it, if you're a mother, I personally feel it's not going to be, I'm not saying this well and I don't like the way it sounds.
I think you were like fully hitting it. And I was going to jump in and say, I'm a little different than you in the sense that I will be shooting, let's say, a food reel, and my kitchen will look absolutely beautiful for my food reel. But then I will turn the camera and show, like, in order to get this looking nice, look at the disaster behind the scenes.
But, like, yes, of course, you don't want ketchup on your counter when you're filming a reel for, like...
dishes piling up behind.
And I think people understand to a degree for things like that. You're going to clean up. Of course. Like if I'm creating a reel for in my kitchen, I'm going to wipe the counters. I'm going to put things away. But yet, so you expect that people know, you know, you've cleaned that up. But showing, like you said, showing people the reel in the background is so important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I think people are smart and they can tell when you're just, and I also think it's also kind of boring. And I'll be honest, I kind of mute some of those content creators where it's just like, look at me and my perfect life every single day.
Look at my neutral living room.
I'm sorry.
And no toys. I'm like,
yeah.
Really? That's just my opinion. Like, where?
You know what? Sometimes those things can be aspiring, but I don't let it like cloud my head. Like, it's I know the truth.
Yeah.
You don't live like that all the time. Let's be real.
And if you do,
I love that. Yeah. I mean, I'm with you. I think for me, hot mess motherhood is where I made my name. And I think that I used to call it, and I still call it, sort of the early days haze, right? When you're a first time mom, you get hit by the Mack truck. That is the reality of living on this side of life. And that can be super jarring for folks. So, I think authenticity and content creation is like the most important home run you can get. That's where we should all hang our hat, is that it can be pretty and it can be curated, but it should also be a mess sometimes. And that's okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I love that. Is there any last words you guys want to share about the Cybex High Mom Walks or about the contest, about your podcast? There's so much coming up for the two of you. Any final remarks?
Where can
we find all this stuff?
Yeah, so you can find it all on you can enter the contest on
hotmomwalk.ca.
We didn't practice that.
Soundbite. You got a soundbite for your podcast. Great.
But I would say that if you live in the Toronto area, Richmond Hill or Burlington, come out and you're a new mom. Or maybe if you're not even I always joke and like I have a 4-year-old and I'm like, I'm a new mom. Like I feel every day feels new. You know what I mean? So if you're a mom and you want to come out and socialize and get some movement in and you live close to those areas, come out for a walk, check out the schedule on the website.
Like you don't have to bring your child if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Come, don't, it's just community. We just want to spend time together.
Yeah.
So that's the West Coast Kids in Toronto, Richmond Hill, and Burlington.
Mm-hmm.
And then also when you come to the Hot Mom Walks, you also get entered into a contest to
win
a
stroller. I forgot about
that. So just for attending a walk, you get the opportunity to win a Cybex stroller.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yes, submit to be a mama mentor at hotmomwalk.ca.
Yep.
And then the Mama Mentor podcast.
Yeah, listen to the Cybex Hot Mom Walk podcast. Alex and I have a few episodes. There's other great influencers that have, and mom influencers that have episodes too. And it's all just about like relatable motherhood, where we're talking about our struggles and we're talking about how we overcame them and sharing funny stories about motherhood. I share a poop story in my podcast. Never thought I would do that, but I did it.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
I love that. I love to sort of see, you know, Wizard of Oz when they open the curtain and you know there's just a man behind the head. That's what I love those stories, is sometimes seeing a little bit more behind the scenes.
I think I really want to just impress, like, don't overthink your submission.
Yeah.
Just do it. If there's like 1% of you that feels like this is calling you, just go for it. Mm-hmm. You have literally nothing to lose. Just remember that. You have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Everything to gain. You and your family could be on a beautiful vacation, like on Cybex's dime because you entered this. And worst case scenario, you know, you stretch yourself out of your comfort zone a little bit if you were feeling nervous about it.
There you go.
There you go. Cybex, the gold standard in strollers, which we know as first-time moms. I spent all of my pregnancy Googling and researching strollers. Like, little did I know that, like, of course, it's the tool that I used all the time, but there was a lot more to talk about in motherhood than just the stroller. But that was sort of like, I don't know. I feel like Cybex is like the I don't know, the highest level now of like stroller ownership. So it's a pretty like epic luxury product. And if you haven't yet checked it out, please go check it out at West Coast Kids. Come and see them in real life if you've never seen a Cybex stroller at your Hot Mom Walk that's coming up. And it was super nice to meet both of you. Any final words, ladies, just personally or otherwise? We'd love to just, the one thing you want people to hear if they hear nothing else today, what's your like departing message from both Chloe and Alex? Go ahead.
My departing message is that if you're a mom, just know that you're doing a great job. If nobody told you today that you're doing a great job, please know that.
Did you go into my brain and take what I was going to say?
Yes. Alex and I want you to know that you're doing a great job.
Yeah. And
hilarious. I love that.
We love you and we're rooting for you. And we'd love to just
connect with you and see you in person. Check us out on social media.
Yeah.
I love that. And remind us of your social handles, ladies, and where people can find you personally.
I'm Alex_Trimble with an R.
And I'm at The Sweat Movement. I am your sweaty mom friend.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for being here, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Check it out in their comments. We'll have all the directions for the contest. We'll have all of their social media handles. I've never met you, but both either of you today until to now. So we leave as friends, and I hope you guys have so much success with all of these endeavors. And we look forward to seeing you guys really soon. Go check it out, the Cybex Hot Mom Walk coming. What's the date of the walks, guys? We didn't even say it.
Oh, so the first, well, they're on different days.
They're on different days. It's on the website.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine are Tuesdays at 10 a.m. in Toronto at the West Coast Kids in Toronto.
Mine are Thursdays at 11 a.m. at the West Coast Kids in Richmond Hill.
Got it.
Yeah, check the schedule.
Check the schedule, though, because
the days change.
Subject to change.
Yeah.
Love that. Okay. Well, thanks everybody for listening. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Mom Halo podcast, I'd love your support by sharing it with others, posting about us on social, or leaving a really good rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at the Mom Halo. Thanks so much, and I'll see you next time. We're recording today's podcast at the Collective Workspace in North York, voted one of the top 20 co-working and event spaces in Toronto by BlogTO for 2024. This gorgeous space is perfect for drop-in day passes, a long-term office suite with rentable boardrooms available on demand, and even an event space for your private and corporate event rentals. Check them out now at www.thecollectiveto.com or on Insta at The Collective TO and book a tour.